Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Werber strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Werber out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with T.J. covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 0-for-1 in the game. T.J. hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea pinch hits for Les Tiche. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dahlgren is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.